772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
God Himself divinely will allow you to suffer some things just before He exalts you, just before He raises you up, so that He'll hide you from pride. You'll know God did this. It wasn't none of my doing, because I dropped the ball. I didn't have enough. I ain't smart enough. I ain't strong enough. I don't know enough. God did this thing. Hello, somebody. You will go through the valley of the shadow of death, but God will teach you to fear no evil. And at the appropriate time, He will raise you up. But you'll be changed. Because see, our flesh tends to become proud and independent. And God resists the proud. He know. Look at somebody, tell them, God know you. Well, let me use the proper English. Look at somebody, tell them, God knows you very well. He knows how to nurture you. He knows how to shape you. He knows how to form you. He knows how to put you in the fire just long enough so you don't get burned. Amen. He knows how to set you on the shelf and let you sit there with your anointed self. Like the preacher don't see you. I said, God will set you there, checking you out. He'll let all of you ooze out of you. Till you feel like, you know, you feel like. And then God will show you, I ain't left you. Ain't nothing changed. Your stature hadn't changed. I know who you are. You see, when a pot goes off the wheel, there's a whole lot of processes to it. You know, we like the vases that are centerpieces. Been shellacked, been carved, and you know, all that is beautiful. But you got to understand the process. Because there's a part of the process where it just sits on the shelf. There's a part of the process where it goes into the fire. There's a part of the process where the sculptor carves into it. It's a part of the process where it gets slapped on the wheel. Everybody want to be at the centerpiece on the table, but you got to go through some slapping first. Tell somebody, I got the spirit of an overcomer. I overcome the slapping. I overcome the furnace. I overcome the carving. I overcome sitting on the shelf. See, the devil will try to tell you you're going to rust out. And if he ain't trying to rust you out, he say, oh, you're going to burn out. But God said, no, I got you. I ain't going to let you run. I ain't going to let you rust out, and I ain't going to let you burn out. You know, a boat that sits in the dock a long time is in danger of rusting out. But God said, I ain't going to rust you out. Amen. Isaac is on the way. So while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, for the things that are seen are temporary, temporal, fleeting, changing. They're going to change. Your circumstances, things are going to change. The things which are seen are temporary. The challenges you face right now are temporary. How you feel, if it's not, you know, you're not the person you feel like you should be. That's temporary. Anybody that's walked with the Lord knows it comes and goes. We can't gauge our life on how we feel. We gauge our life on our spirit man. We praise when we don't feel like praising. We clap when we don't feel like clapping. We attend service. We assemble when we don't feel like assembling. Why? We are people of the Spirit. And because we are people of the Spirit, we are overcomers. Amen. And God's eyes are watching to see who is it I can trust. Who is it that I can invest in? Who is it that I can raise up to be a pillar in my house? Amen. God watches. Go with me to Genesis, all you overcomers. Chapter 19. I'm going to give you a few things here to keep you overcoming. The distinction between saints and sinners. Saints go through, sinners go through. Don't think just because people are living in sin, they ain't going through. They're really going through. But saints come out. And they come out as pure gold. They come out better, not bitter. Hello, somebody. Tell somebody, I'm getting better. Not bitter. Better. Not bitter. Better. Not bitter. Better. Just let the devil know. Serve notice on him. I'm getting better, not bitter. Now, I might have had to drink some bitter stuff. I might have been through some bitter trials. But it's only going to make you better. Genesis 19, verse 23. The sun was risen upon earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. But his wife, Lot's wife, looked back. The spirit of an overcomer, the first thing that they will not do is look back. That doesn't mean that you don't know what's behind you. That don't mean that driving down the road, you don't spend more time looking in your rearview mirror on 95 than you do through your windshield. First thing, the spirit of an overcomer is not intent on looking back. We want to go back to Egypt. No, they had lost their mind. They had forgotten what Egypt was like. We want to go back to Egypt. See, your current circumstance. Don't look at things that are temporal or things that are seen. Rather, keep your eye on the word, the things that are spiritual that are not seen, the promises that God has given you already. Keep your eyes fixed on that. They looked at the wilderness and wanted to go back. Lot's wife, something in her heart was still connected to Sodom and Gomorrah. Perhaps her sons-in-law. But she gazed back and became a pillar of salt. Tell somebody, don't you dare look back. See, pondering on things behind you will impede your progress. What could have been. If I should have, would have, could have. Forget that. That was yesterday. Today is a new day. A new opportunity. God's compassion is renewed today. If I was to ponder some of the things I squandered in coming out of high school, I'd be of all men most miserable. But I've learned to trace God's direction through there. And I realized had it not been for the Lord on my side, I might have been dead and in the grave right now and in burning in hell. But God navigated me through that foolishness. What I thought I wanted and God cut off, it was for my good. It was for your good. You better make up your mind and understand God didn't try to hurt you. God was protecting you from yourself. plan and from what the devil had planned for you. Amen. That's why things happened abruptly and you regretted it a long time till you really got saved and began to understand. Now, God's mercy. Stop looking back. It will stop or impede your progress, and it will abort your destiny. In Matthew 14, we see, go to Matthew 14, verse 29 and 30. Matthew 13, 14, I'm sorry, yeah. The story of Peter, we know well, on the boat, in the storm, Jesus walking on the water, in the storm, at I think it was the third watch or the fourth watch, wee hour of the morning, dark, wind blowing, rain, waves. And in verse number 29, the Lord said, come. Peter said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Next verse. But, somebody say but. See, you got to understand something about but. Faith kicks butt. Amen. Anytime we see that word but, faith will kick it. Look, it's about time. I'm kicking butt with my faith. But when he saw, there you go with the eyes again, where his eyes were on Jesus, but got in there. And see, the reason but got in there, when Peter made his statement, he said, Lord, if it had a way to, it had a doorway to come in, if that be you. That's why we must be people of the Spirit and know. I'm not guessing. This ain't coming out of my mind. This ain't my opinion. It's coming from Holy Spirit. And you can bank on that. You can build on that. You are anchored in that. When it comes out of your spirit and you know it's God, ain't no buts, ain't no ifs, ain't no maybes. Stand firm on that. Keep it going into your eye gate. Keep it coming out of your mouth. Keep it going into your ear. It will come to pass. It will change the atmosphere. It will push back the darkness. It will preserve you, and you will overcome. Look at somebody, tell them, fight. Stop being a chump. Oh, you ain't nothing but a chump. So some folks wouldn't even mess with you because you was a chump. Oh man, he ain't nothing but a chump. I ain't messing with him. Tell somebody again, stop being a chump. Fight. Some of us need to unleash that lion in us. Lion ain't scared of nobody. A lion ain't scared of a whole bunch of nobodies.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.